Adoption of the agenda. We have a motion and a second to adopt the agenda.
Move to adopt the agenda.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Bell, seconded by Councilman Luby. Hearing no objection, the agenda will be adopted. It is adopted. Next item is a proof of the minutes and previous meetings. May I have a motion and a second to approve the proposed minutes of the November 26, 2024 and January 3rd, 2025 council meetings?
I move to approve minutes of previous meetings, November 26, 2024 and January 3, 2025.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Tungle, seconded by Councilman Longo. There's no objections. Minutes will be a proposed minutes are approved. Next item is our city manager's report, and I'll turn this over to our city manager.
Thank you, Mayor, and good evening, Mayor and Council and audience. I just wanted to point out the first four items on my report. If you have any questions about the others, let me know. But we did, so my staff and I attend a U.S. Coast Guard follow-up after action meeting with the Genius Star, and it was a well-received and a valuable meeting to meet with some of these representatives from the Coast Guard and even FEMA. I want to point out that I think it was Councilman Luby who was busy last year on the school district's budget preparation. They've sent the request for participation from one of the council members again, as well as some of the staff. So if anyone up here would like to help them again, I think it would be greatly appreciated. I'm happy to report that we will have the fiscal year 23 audit on the January 28th agenda for your review and for your listening enjoyment. Joy will be here from our BDO accounting firm to do that for us. And I have I'm working on a contract with Mr. Jim Sharp, who has been our interim finance director before, to return as our interim finance director while we find another candidate to serve as our finance director. Any questions? Thank you.
Yeah, if I don't mind serving with the school district again, unless anybody else wants to do it, you're more than welcome to. But I will participate if anybody, you know, if someone wants to, just let me know. And I think that was about it. That's all I had. Thanks.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, I did have one other question. I just remembered. So I know we're not really at the finance report, but I'm not going to talk about finance report. I want to talk about, are we resolving the issues when the audit takes longer than 1 year so that we can still get finance reports?
So we are working on that issue. And we're also working on the fact that we have to start the FY24 audit, which right. We're late on that one. And I want to get out of this accordion effect where we're never going to get them done on time unless I'm able to double up. So it's not just Mr. Sharp, but I will be looking to hire someone else from his firm to focus solely on the FY24 audit, because as you all know, we're going into budget season. And that's something that takes a lot of focus as well. So when we do another budget amendment, I think I'll have to ask for a budget amendment for that. I don't have an answer yet, but I may very well, and that will be explained in that memo. But I want the audit done, you know, as soon as possible, rather than going into January and February type of thing.
Okay. Yeah, no, that would be great. And I just was hoping that we could maybe solve that issue, that if the audit isn't done, if it takes longer, then we can still somehow get financial reports.
We are working on that.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Do we have any further questions for our city manager? Councilman Nicholson?
No questions. Thank you.
Councilman Coleman?
No, thank you.
Thanks. All right. Thank you. We'll move on. Community input and announcements. This is a time for members of the public to provide information to the council or make announcements of interest to the community. Please come to the podium, use the microphone, and state your name.
Hello, I'm Roger Blakely, Director of Parks and Culture and Recreation. I'd like to invite the community to our Martin Luther King celebration. It's community potluck. It'll be Monday, January 20th, PCR Gym from 6 to 8 p.m. Come and enjoy the festivities. It'll be fun. I usually don't get this far out in advance of things, but February 16th from 5 to 7 will be our father-daughter dance. And so that's a ways out. But tickets go on sale on January 21st. We sell out of this event like almost immediately. So I want to give every person a chance to know that date, January 21st, come get your tickets and come to the father-daughter dance. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Roger.
Hi, the Alaska State Firefighters Association and Alaska Chapter is hosting the Firefighters Ball upcoming on February 1st for the first time in over 5 years. And we have tickets available now. And actually, Thomas has some back there if you want some, but or you can get them from any firefighter. And were you saying that we confirmed the menu? Is that what you're saying? So that we'll be having menu of the seafood buffet. And so just come on out and have a good time. There's only 150 tickets available originally, and we have a lot less than that now. So thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Hello, I'm Lynn Crane. On a personal note, I'd like to invite everyone to join us this Saturday on January 18th for the 2025 Unalaska Women's March. We will meet on Henry Swanson Drive at 10:45 a.m. Saturday morning, and we will march across the bridge to City Hall. Excuse me. This march is for anyone and everyone who supports the rights, health, safety, and bodily autonomy of women and girls, of our LGBTQ Two-Spirit Plus community members, of our immigrant and refugee community members, and of our disabled community members. This march is also for anyone who holds the conviction that housing, healthcare, livable wages, and sensible climate policies are worth fighting for. We will be making signs on Friday, January 17th at the Unalaska Public Library at 5:30 p.m. So I hope to see folks there. On behalf of the Museum of the Aleutians, please join the museum for this month's Lunch and Learn, also on Saturday, January 18th. Please join MOTA at 12:30 in the community room at the library for a presentation titled Mental Health, Lending a Hand with Teresa Novakovich from IFHS. Very light snacks provided, but also feel free to bring your own lunch. MOTA would also like to invite you to the Norwegian Rat on Thursday, January 30 at 6:30 for bar trivia, including local and other trivia. I'm just giving the museum's announcements because Dr. Hatfield couldn't be here tonight. For USAVE, I am filled with gratitude to report that USAVE sold a record number of tickets for our 2024 winter raffle, raising more than $5,000. Likewise, the Christmas for Kids program, which is spearheaded by our hardworking friends at Optumera, also raised a record amount of money, over $7,000, which USAVE used to pay for clothing, toys, and food for families during the holidays. Thank you to everyone who supported USAVE in these holiday fundraising events. We appreciate it more than you know. I want to put out a big thank you to Matson. They have just generously donated $15,000 to USAVE, which we will be able to use for our food and essential household items pantry. I don't know if you remember, I brought you a spreadsheet a couple weeks ago or a couple months ago that showed that the demand for that kind of assistance has gone up 80% in the last 10 years. So it's a really important service, and we really appreciate corporate support like Matson has given us for years. And finally, I want to remind you that we have scheduled the 2025 Soup-Off for Saturday, March 29th. There are a lot of folks in this room who have never attended this event, and I would really like to see you there this year. I mean, it's delicious, it's nutritious, it's fun, and it's a great way to support a nonprofit that is providing essential services to people in our community every single day. If you have any questions, please call me at 581-1500. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else wishes to speak?
Mayor?
Yes.
Mr. Kelty wishes to speak.
Okay.
Yeah, good evening, Mr. Mayor and members of the council. For the record, this is Frank Kelty. I just want to remind everybody that tomorrow at noon, the Pollock A season will get underway. And talking to ADF&G this morning, they thought that the first snow crab delivery in 3 years should be in town on possibly Thursday, and that fishing doesn't seem too bad. There's about 10 boats, I think, doing snow crab. I mean, yeah, doing snow crab, and another six or seven that is working on the Barred Eye, Western Barred Eye area. And we also have a Lucian Golden King crab still has about 1 million pounds left to go. So the A season gets underway tomorrow at noon. That's all I have. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Frank. Anyone else on Zoom or telephone?
No, Mayor.
Okay, thank you. Next item is a public comment on agenda items. This is a time for the members of the public to provide information to the council regarding items on the agenda. They don't want to wait until the item comes up for a regular agenda. To comment later during the regular agenda, you need to sign up with the city clerk. Please come to the podium, use the microphone, and state your name, please. Anyone wish to speak? City clerk, were there any written comments or anyone on Zoom or telephone wish to speak?
Not at this time.
Okay, thank you. Public hearing. Item number 11, members of the public may testify about any other item set for public hearing. There is a 3-minute time limit per person. Please come to the podium and state your name. Okay. Public hearing is now open. Ordinance 2024-16, amending UCO statutes 3.40.040 to adopt a new pay range matrix to apply cost of living increases. Does anyone wish to speak? City clerk, were written comments submitted, or does anyone on Zoom or the phone wish to speak?
Not at this time, Mayor.
Thank you. The public hearing for Ordinance 2024-16 is now closed. The public hearing is now open for Ordinance 2024-17, amending UCO 9.20.025B to allow food and non-alcoholic beverage service at licensed premises Monday through Sunday from 5:30 a.m. until such hour as the licensed premise is authorized to dispense alcohol beverages. Does anyone wish to speak present? City clerk, were there any written comments submitted, or does anyone on Zoom or phone wish to speak?
No, Mayor.
Public hearing for Ordinance 2024-17 is now closed. The public hearing is now open for Ordinance 2025-01, Budget Amendment Number 1, creating a Budget Amendment Number 1 to the Fiscal Year 2025 budget, appropriating $270,726 from the Crab Disaster Relief Fund and $207,125.03 from the DIN settlement to create a developing recycling infrastructure and vehicle end-of-life drive project. Recognizing local support revenue of $13,090.59, the general fund, and increasing the PCR operating budget for the senior exercise program increasing the Electric Administration operating budget of $116,000 for the EPS consulting service agreement, increasing the Electric Fund operating budget for transfer of capital projects for an increase to the generator sets rebuild project of $350,000, and increasing the budget for utility fund for a rate study of $172,000. Does anyone present wish to speak? City Clerk, were there any written comments submitted, or does anyone on Zoom or phone wish to speak?
No, Mayor.
The public hearing for Ordinance 2025-01 is now closed. Next up is a work session. We have a motion and a second to go into a work session, please.
I make a motion to go into a work session.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Tungo, seconded by Councilman Longo. There's no objections. Hearing no objections, we are in a work session. 6:18 p.m. Let's see, the first item is FY25 financial reports. I'll turn this over to City Manager for introductions.
Thank you again, Mayor. So before you, you have about a 45-page readout from our Munis financial software. And this is a budget with all the line items for all of the departments through October. The one, just if anyone is listening, the one in the packet is a summary of each department. It doesn't have the line items in it. So I wanted you to have the line items in case you had any particular questions or observations that you wanted to request more information on. The interesting thing for me is looking at some of the accounts, the city sales tax, and of course then the raw seafood tax and our fisheries business and resource taxes, you can see that those are coming in for only being about 40% of the way through, about 45% of the way through the year. We're at 54% in sales tax of what we budgeted, 55% for raw seafood tax, and then our business tax collected 96.6 and 74.9% for the fisheries business and resource tax, respectively. If you look on the second page, which is, this is a double-sided document, the total revenues that have come in through all of the line items in that first and part of the second page is at 80%. So I think we're doing very well in revenues. If you have any particular questions, not tonight, just tonight or any other point in time, this is a large document, please give me a call. I'm happy to answer whatever I can. Any questions?
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments from the city manager on the financial report? Councilman Coleman?
Yeah, actually, I kind of just on the tobacco tax, the encumbrances, we've already committed that. I guess I am. Could you just explain to us why we've basically spent more than we're going to accrue throughout the year?
Hold on, I'm looking for the line item.
What page is that?
It's in with the revenues there. It's packet. Sorry, packet. Page number 13 for the packet.
Oh, 13 of the packet. I don't have an answer for you, Councilman Coleman. I'll have to inquire with our finance department. I'm not understanding that myself.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Councilman Nicholson?
I have no questions, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further comments or questions for the city manager, as was mentioned? As you go through the financials and you find something that needs clarification, I would urge you to drop whatever you're doing and go find out what it is you need to know. It's 45 pages of it. First time I've seen it. Any further questions? Hearing no further questions or comments, and I urge the council members to review the financial for FY25. And if you have concerns or questions, please contact the city manager for further information. Need a motion to and a second to return to regular session.
Make a motion to return to regular session.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Longo, second by Councilman Luby, and we'll be hearing no objections. We're back in the regular session at 6:29. Next item is consent agenda. On the consent agenda, on which there are four items listed on the agenda, absent a request from the council, make one or more items to the regular agenda for discussion. The consent agenda is adopted without discussion and without single vote. The titles of the consent agenda items are Resolution 2025-02, adopting an alternative allocation method where the FY2025 Shared Fishery Business Tax Program, and certifying that this allocation method fairly represents the distribution of significant effects of fishery business activity in the FMA2 Aleutian Islands area. Item B, Resolution 2025-03, establishing dates for the FY26 Real Property and Business Personnel Property Tax Collection Effort. Item C, Resolution 2025-04, adopting priority rankings for the FY26, FY36, 35 Capital and Major Maintenance Plan Process Guide. Item D, Resolution 2025-05, supporting the city's acceptance of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security 2024 State Homeland Security Program Grant, SHSP, award. We have a motion to accept and a second to adopt the consent agenda.
I'll move to adopt the consent agenda.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Bell, second by Councilman Tungle. I'll request a roll call vote at this time.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilman Tungle?
Yes.
Councilman Coleman?
Unmute, please.
Yes.
Thank you. Councilman Luby?
Yes.
Councilman Bell?
Yes.
Councilman Nicholson?
Yes.
Thank you.
On a roll call vote of 6 yeses and 0 nays, Council has adopted the consent agenda, approving resolutions 2025-02, 2025-03, 2025-04, and 2025-05. We're now on the regular agenda. Persons wishing to speak on the regular agenda items must sign up with the city clerk. First item is Resolution 2025-06, establishing taxi cab rates for the calendar year 2025. May I have a motion and a second to adopt resolution 2025-06?
I'll make a motion to adopt resolution 2025-06.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Luby and second by Councilman Bell. I'll turn this over to the city manager.
Thank you. So this matter originated from our clerk's department, and an Unalaska Code of Ordinances requires that the city council set taxi cab rates at the first regular meeting in January of each year. The taxi cab ordinance was adopted in 1993 and revised in 2003 and 2005. In 2005, several changes remain, but the ordinance has not changed through the years of revision. If the rates are changed, it's expected that a corresponding increase or decrease would be seen in the sales tax revenue to the city. Also, if rates are changed, meters would have to be reprogrammed at the expense of the taxi owners. Staff recommends adoption of Resolution 2025-06, in which I support the staff recommendation. However, I am aware that there are two taxi cab drivers in attendance who would like to address the council.
Thank you. Does council have any comments for the public? After they get there nothing. This time I'll request anyone who's signed up to provide public comment to please come to the podium and state your name for business. Ready here? Taxi cab. Councilman Bell, go ahead and then we'll wait for discussion.
Yeah, this taxi rate, as far as I remember, and I didn't go back through the records, has been the same since 20 years ago when I was setting up these meters. So I'm sure the cost for the taxi cab drivers and the companies has increased over the years, increased insurance and maintenance costs and all that. My understanding over the years has been that there's been reluctance to raise the rate because of fear that people may just end up walking because it costs too much to take a taxi cab. So if there is comment from, some of the taxi companies, and I would definitely entertain changes to that rate if it's, if they deem that it would be beneficial to their business. So if there is any comment, I'd love to hear it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. Any further comments? Councilman Luby.
Yeah, when we discussed this last year, I was kind of surprised that that some of the taxi cab owners weren't interested in increasing the rates at that time, just with the cost of fuel. And, that has been a huge increase. Things have increased over the years. So I would, support an increase if we need to do that.
Well, thank you, Councilman Luby. Councilman Nicholson, any comment?
No comments on this. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Coleman.
Likewise. I mean, I know we've had this discussion. I think it's the kind of puts the onus on the commercial drivers and their businesses if they choose to raise the rates. And so I'm going to hold for that. I know that there is a cost with the meters to have those recalibrated or reset. So I think if we do entertain a rate increase, it would have to be enough to offset that cost at least.
Okay, thank you. Any further comments from the council? Councilman Tundle?
Yeah, I think I do agree. It's been a long time since since any rate has been raised up. So I think it's something more of the taxi owners to show up in here and voice their concern, so we can go ahead and entertain whatever suggestion or any kind of anything that they think will be fair for them. I will be in support of raising the fare.
Thank you. Any further comments? Go ahead. Anyone in the chambers wish to speak? Anyone on phone or Zoom?
I do see some taxi cab permit holders that I've spoken to earlier in, but they've declined to speak at this last minute. I also have a letter that was written by a taxi cab permit holder that cannot attend. They asked me to read for them. Mayor and City Council, thank you for hearing us today regarding taxi cab rates. The only rate concern we have about our current established rates is the rate of $5.30 for each additional fare over two. More often than not, we pick up strangers who ride, share in groups, losing profit on additional fares. We request that you change this so that we may charge per person. A major source of requested rides come from the airport. We also request that a fare listing of taxis, hours of operations, and contact numbers be posted at the airport to fairly represent local taxi cabs for potential customers to choose from. Sincerely, Island Taxi.
Okay, thank you. Any further comments or Zoom or telephone? Any further testimony?
No, Mayor.
Okay, thank you. Council members, have a decision here. Any discussion on the comment that was read? Councilman Longo?
Yeah, I move that we postpone the consideration for this motion until the next council meeting scheduled for January 28th, 2025, so that we have time to request some additional information from the staff.
Second.
And move to postpone this item 2025-06, taxi cab rates, and moved by Councilman Longo and second by Councilman Tungo. Discussion at this time. Councilman Bell.
To staff, maybe we can come back with something that I'm not sure what the language would have to be in order to change the ordinance to a per person fare, or if that's something we want to consider. But since we have some time here, maybe we'll do a little research on what that would take. And
thank you. Councilman Luby.
So I remember in the 90s, we did have a per person fare before we went to meters, and, you know, that seemed to work pretty well. They could, you know, they all have vans, they can carry quite a few people, and it, you know, is cost saving for them as well. So I think if we move towards something, we can still have the metered fare, but also additional charge per person. I would work towards that as well.
Okay, there's a couple items that we asked staff to look into and possible changes with this motion. At this time, there's further discussion. I'll call for a roll call vote on the postponement.
Councilman Bell?
Yes.
Councilman Luby?
Yes.
Councilman Nicholson?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilman Coleman?
Yes.
Councilman Tungle?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. On a roll call vote of 6 yeses and 0 nays, this item is moved to the next agenda item. Meeting January 28th, 2025, regular meeting. Next item is ordinance 2024-15, second reading, amending Title 14 of the Unalaska Code of Ordinances regulating use of off-road or all-purpose vehicles within the city limits. I have a motion and a second to adopt Ordinance 2024-15.
I'll move to adopt Ordinance 2024-15.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Bell, second by Councilman Longo. I'll turn this over to the City Manager for further introduction.
Thank you. Following a work session that was conducted on this topic in September of this last year, Council unanimously directed the City Manager to bring to Council an ordinance change to allow APV use on public roads in Unalaska. So Ordinance 2024-15 accomplishes this directive. And previous council action, I will just go into the first one since it's the most pertinent, dated November 12th this last year. Council introduced the ordinance 2024-15 and scheduled it for public hearing and a second reading. Council also amended the fine amount for unlawful operation of an APV driving on private property from $100 to $1,000 and deleted the fine for unlawful operation of APV driving on sidewalk or non-motorized trails. Staff didn't have a recommendation as this came from council. That's really all I have. I know it's but it's a subject that is of, it has had a bit of buzz, I can say, around the community. I can't say I've heard a lot of negative things. I certainly understand, as the city manager, the concerns of private property owners. So that's
okay, thank you. Any further council discussion, questions, or comments? Councilman Bell?
Yeah, I'll just make a few comments. I don't necessarily have more to speak on the merits of either way on this. It's been discussed quite vigorously. I'm glad that we at least got it before a full council this time for a vote of all six members. I believe the votes are here to pass it, so I would implore and encourage all the users that would take advantage of this ordinance and operate APVs on the road to be respectful of the community, personal property, private property, and operate in a responsible manner. But on that, yes, I will support this ordinance.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. Any further comments? Councilman Coleman?
Yes, I'll just make a quick remark also. I know this has been well discussed. We've had a really good public input. I've heard both testimonies in public and in private. It's as interesting. It's be one of those things. I think it would have been great to go to vote, see what's really out there. But here we are. And, I always thought that one of the biggest things would have been public safety on the roadways as being the biggest debatable part, is like we have so many large vehicles that travel, but that never really came up. Nobody seemed to be concerned about that part. I know the private landowners, respectfully, they did bring up some valid points, but really what it comes down to is, responsibility on the roadways. So yes, like Mr. Bell said, I'm sure with the full council, this will pass. However, my vote will reflect those people who are opposed to it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Coleman. Councilman Nicholson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I will be for this to pass. It's something that I just think that everybody should be responsible enough to operate their vehicles and stuff, according to the law. And I'm hoping that the people that do write off, you know, the streets and stuff like that, that they will be penalized. And, you know, I expect everybody to just operate it like a motor vehicle, stay on the roads, not the sidewalks. But I also see cars driving on the sidewalk, too. So it's something that I will support this ordinance. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Nicholson. Any further discussion, Council? All right, hearing no further council discussion, I'll ask the city clerk, has anyone signed up to provide public comment?
Yes, Mayor, there has been. First is Dennis Robinson.
Robinson.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Dennis Robinson for the record. Writing is on the wall. Looks like it's going to pass. But I think only one or two people are here when the city of Onalaska passed the ordinance to prohibit it. And looking back as why that was done. And the reason that was done was people were dying and people got getting seriously injured. So the council banned them. Not a whole lot has changed. What has changed is we've got more heavier and bigger, big traffic on the roads. It's already known with the state troopers that 50% of the accidents that involve this type of vehicle is fatal. One in every two is fatal. I've said it to the last meeting. As far as the off-road stuff, I think OC will take care of that. Unfortunately, I think the because it'd be a an economic decision, I think everybody will suffer, not just the people that don't pay attention to the law. But I can't stress enough the safety. We live far too, the distance to the next hospital or to a hospital hasn't changed. Maybe the time getting there has changed by an hour or two, but it's still three hours out minimum. And that's if we have a life flight on the ground or a plane. So again, I implore that safety should be the number one concern of this council. And I, all I can say is this council, if passing this ordinance, the first death is on your hands. I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Robinson. Anyone else?
Yes, Your Honor, Ms. Denise Rankin.
Denise?
I'm sorry, Denise Rankin for the Unalashka Corporation. First, I just want to thank Councilman Bell for your comments to the community. Hopefully, people do listen to that and will take care of other people's property. I do want to say, though, that Unalashka Corporation, we still have off-roading that occurs. And it has been occurring, and I know that this is not the intent of what the council wants to have done, but we're just very concerned that smaller vehicles will be coming into the island, which means more off-roading potential. The government has set up 17 bay easements, but they're not marked, and it shouldn't be up to OC to go out there and mark all of the 17 bay easements for people that want to drive on them. And I do appreciate the comments from Councilman Coleman about safety. And I know that you all are looking into that. I just hope that if it doesn't work, then we can bring this back to the table to review again. Thank you.
Thank you, Denise. Anyone else? City clerk on the chambers?
No, Mayor.
Anyone on Zoom or phone wish to speak?
No, Mayor.
Okay, thank you. right, next item. The next item is the request for a roll call vote, and I'll ask the city clerk for a roll call vote.
Councilman Luby?
Yes.
Councilman Bell?
Yes.
Councilman Nicholson?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilman Tungle?
No.
Councilman Coleman?
No.
Thank you. On a roll call vote of four yeses and two noes, with this vote, the council has approved ordinance 2024-15. Next item is ordinance 2024-16, second reading, amending Unalaska Code of Ordinance 3.40.040 to adopt a new pay range matrix to apply a cost of living increase. I have a motion and a second to adopt ordinance 2024-16.
Move to adopt ordinance 2024-16.
I second that.
Excuse me. Moved by Councilman Tungle and seconded by Councilman Longo. Turns over for the city manager for introductions.
Thank you. This matter originated from Deputy City Manager Veter and administration. The present pay range matrix for our Title III unrepresented employees was implemented last year, and employees received the resulting wage increases effective April 1st in 2024. In addition to bringing the pay for each position up to market, the new pay scales included a cost of living adjustment for the calendar year 2024. The new pay scales, we decided to forego cost of living increases at that time because it was just 3 months after we implemented that. We normally do cost of living and raises in July 1st of every year. The plan moving forward is to provide cost of living increases January 1st of each year and adjust the pay scale so it does not become outdated. However, merit increases based on acceptable performance reviews will be granted on July 1st of each year. So ordinance 2024-16 will adjust the pay range matrix for Title III unrepresented employees to apply a cost of living increase. And we provided you several options that obviously have different budget consequences. And those options were based on an examination of what we have available in terms of cost of living increases for data. I have to say that I am an exempt employee and would benefit from whatever you decide.
Okay, thank you. Any council discussion at this time? Any council members have questions or comments? Councilman Bell?
I know we had a little bit of discussion last time about what possible increases that we were looking at, and I'll listen to what council has to say. Since we do have to come up with some number, I was leaning towards the 3%, and reason being that's historically been somewhere in the neighborhood of what increases have been over the years, and we still have an ordinance that there are merit increases that could be approved through the budget process that would take effect of, I believe, July 1st or whatever it is.
That's correct.
You did make a comment about the city manager pay being affected by this, but I think in ordinance, there's a separate ordinance that talks about city manager pay unless it was in your contract.
I'll read that.
Yeah, that's another conversation.
It occurred to me today that I think I'm affected by this, and I should say I think I have a conflict.
Yeah, we can look up ordinance. I think it's somewhere in there about a different index or way that it's done, but that could be separate from what's in the contract. But
I'll listen to what, you know, council has to say and make the decision from there. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Bell. Any further comments from council? Councilman Pickleson?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, I am with Mr. Bell. I'd like to know what everybody else is thinking, but we do have to come up with a good percentage for an increase for this, because we do want to retain all of our awesome employees that we do have in the city. So, yes, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Luby.
Yeah, so first off, I just want to say I respect all of our employees. I think they do an awesome job. But I also respect our community members who, through taxes, have to pay for all of the increases. And so, you know, I just don't want any misinterpretation on when, you know, I'm talking about wages and stuff. And I do feel like we, you know, that everybody got a pretty good raise last year. And I really was leaning towards the 2.5%, which is, you know, what the Social Security Administration, you know, suggested. Our stuff out here actually doesn't really follow the lower 48 a lot either. You know, things are different here based on fuel, really. That really drives our cost. And I see them going down right now. So that was, you know, really nice to see. But I don't, you know, 3% isn't that much more, and I don't really have an issue with 3%. If that's what the way the council wants to go, I would support that as well. So, but the most important thing is I just want everybody to know that I, you know, I do really appreciate all the staff that we have, and I think we have an awesome staff. And whatever the decision is, it's not based on that we don't, you know, think you guys are doing a great job or that you don't deserve it, but you know, for me, I also have to weigh the cost to the community as well, which drives up the cost for everybody, including the staff as well. So anyway, I would support 2.5 or 3%, whatever way the council wants to go.
Good. Thank you, Luby, Councilman Coleman, and Councilman Young.
Yeah, thank you. I'm just going to go ahead and move to amend Section 2 and fill in. Unalaska City Council has determined a 2.5% cost of living increase. Just for discussion.
I'll second.
Been moved then by Councilman Coleman to on Section 2 to put in the 2.5% increase. Seconded by Councilman Bell. Discussion on the amendment. Councilman Coleman.
Yeah, thank you. I think the key point here is the budget part of this, is that we budgeted a 2% back when that discussion was all ironed out. And I'm not saying set in stone. Obviously, we need to come up with a number again, but I'm looking at the arguments with the Social Security Administration, I don't think it would be fair to go under 2.5% at this point. So obviously I want to make sure that we are keeping up with the standards, and the 2.5% I think is a reasonable amount. So more than the 2%, as we originally had agreed, would go to a 2.5%. So that's my, that's just, yeah, the basis for that discussion, really. Other than, I know that we don't really, we just have numbers. I know that all of these are all scratched out here, so you can't really see how any of those, each of those positions would be affected by any of the changes. Other than the total cost. So anyway, I'd like to hear from other council on this one.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Coleman. I mean, Councilman Tungle, sorry. Oh,
thank you, Mr. Mayor. I think I'll stay with 3%. Things are not really going down on prices where we had We don't really see much changes, and I don't think it's going to get better. And cost just to fly in and out too, it's a big thing for everybody that lives in here. So cost of living gotta be adjusted right for all everybody living in this community. And so the city staff are a big part of it, having to work really hard to keep this to keep the city running. I'll be in support of a 3%.
Thank you. What we have before us right now is an amendment to Section 2, adding in the figure of 2.5%, and that will be the call for the vote, that it's not 3, but 2.5%. Any further discussion? Councilman Bell?
Yeah, just a quick question to clarify, because the ordinance, the language of the ordinance, it says to raise the pay range. Is it understood that whatever percentage will be a pay increase to all the Title III employees that are covered by this?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And I kind of have to agree with Mr. Tungle here and not support the 2.5%, but support a 3%. It kind of, the Social Security, the 2.5%, you know, that we're talking about as far as Social Security, that should have been a much bigger increase than 2.5%. But it makes a good compromise between the range that was given here on a couple different indexes or comparison of, you know, to look at. I'm going to say I'm not going to support this amendment.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Bell. Any further comments? All right, hearing no further comment, I'll call for the roll call on the amendment on Section 2 to include 2.5%.
Councilman Coleman?
Yes.
Councilman Bell?
No.
Councilman Luby?
Yes.
Councilman Nicholson?
No.
Councilman Tungle?
No.
Councilman Longo?
No.
I think on a roll call vote of two yeses and four noes, the amendment fails. We're back down to agreeing to a percentage. And the motion is in order.
Move to amend Section 2 to insert 3%.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Bell, second by Councilman Tungle to amend Section 2 to include the amount of 3% to that language. Discussion, please. Hearing no discussion, we'll call for a roll call vote on the motion to amend Section 2 to 3%. Moved by Councilman Bell, seconded by Councilman Tungle. Okay, getting mixed up. Let's roll call, please.
Councilman Luby?
Yes.
Councilman Coleman?
Yes.
Councilman Nicholson?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilman Tungle?
Yes.
Councilman Bell?
Yes.
Roll call vote, 6 yeses and no, 0 nays. The amendment has passed. And now we're back to Ordinance 2024-16, second reading, amending the Code of Ordinance 3.40040 to adopt a new pay range matrix to apply a cost of living increase. Further discussion and comments? Hearing then, I'd call for a roll call vote on the amended Ordinance 2024-16.
Councilman Bell?
Yes.
Councilman Nicholson?
Yes.
Councilman Tungle?
Yes.
Councilman Luby?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilman Coleman?
Yes.
Okay, on a roll call vote of six yeas, yeses, and no votes on nay. With this vote, the council has approved ordinance 2024-16. Ordinance 2024-17, second reading, amending Alaska Code of Ordinance 9.20.025B to allow food and non-alcoholic beverage service at licensed premises Monday through Sunday from 5:30 a.m. until such hour as the licensed premise is authorized to dispense alcohol beverages. We have a motion and a second to adopt Ordinance 2024-17.
Move to adopt Ordinance 2024-17.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Tungle and second by Councilman Longo. And I'll turn this over to City Manager for introduction.
Thank you. This matter was introduced by the council itself and processed by the administration. Whereas the councilman submitted an agenda item request to the city clerk requesting a change to this ordinance regarding operating hours for licensed premises to allow food and non-alcoholic beverages service through Monday through Sunday, beginning at 5 a.m. each day. The request is dated November 1st. It was submitted to the city clerk. The section of code was last amended on December 22nd of 2015. With the adoption of Ordinance 2015-25, it allowed licensed premises to serve food and non-alcoholic beverages on Sundays from 8 a.m. until such hour as the premises were authorized to dispense alcohol. Staff sees no problem with the change, and I support the staff's recommendation.
Yeah, thank you. Any questions or comments for City Manager Councilman Tungle? Okay, Councilman Luby will recuse herself from discussion. Well, you can listen to it. Oh, we can. Councilman
Tung. I'll be in full support of this. You know, having to, this community is a 24/7 when the peak of the season, and having to have breakfast, hot breakfast to a restaurant to stop by and eat, it'll be a plus. We don't have too many choices around town, and a lot of people, you know, work 24/7, and some of them get up at 5, 6 in the morning, and too tired to cook. So this would be a good place to stop by and have breakfast. I'd be in full support of this.
Hey, thank you, Councilman Tungle. Anyone else? Councilman Coleman?
No comment.
Thank you, Councilman Nicholson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I will be in full support of this. To have another place to have breakfast on the island, I'm all for that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Nicholson. Any comments? Hearing no further comment from council, city clerk, has anyone signed up to provide public comment?
No, Your Honor.
Okay. Anyone on Zoom?
No, Your Honor.
I'll restate the motion to adopt Ordinance 2024-17, second reading, amending Code of Ordinance 9.20.025B to allow food and non-alcoholic beverages at a licensed premises Monday through Sunday from 5:30 a.m. until such hours licensed premises authorized to dispense alcohol beverages. Request a roll call vote, please.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilman Coleman?
Yes.
Councilman Nicholson?
Yes.
Councilman Bell?
Yes.
Councilman Tungle?
Yes.
Okay, on a roll call vote of five for in favor of the adopting ordinance 2024-15 with this vote, with one council member who has recused herself from vote and discussion. Council has approved ordinance 2024-17. Ordinance, next item is ordinance 2025-01, second reading. It's FY budget amendment number one, creating a budget amendment number one to a fiscal year 2025 budget, appropriating $270,726 from the Crab Disaster Relief Funds and $207,125.03 from the DIN settlement to create a developing recycling infrastructure and vehicle end-of-life drive project. Recognize local support of $13,090.59 in the general fund and increasing the PCR operating budget for the senior exercise program. Increasing the electric administration operating budget by $16,000 for the EPS consulting service contract. Increasing the electric fund operating budget for the transfer of capital projects to increase the generator set rebuild project by $350,000. Increasing the budget to utility fund for rate study of $172,000. I have a motion and a second to adopt resolution 2025-01.
I make a motion to adopt ordinance 2025-01.
I'll second.
Moved by Councilman Longo and second by Councilman Luby. I'll turn this over to the city manager for introductions.
Thank you, Mayor. Ordinance 2025-01 was prepared by Finance Department with support from the respective departments that are listed here in this memo. I'm not going to go through all of the numbers again, just to spare everyone, because it is a budget amendment. I did want to point out we had a question last time about budgeting for the engine rebuild project, and those estimates came in higher than that were budgeted. So that's why there's an amendment to that line item. But I think everything else you see in here, I support staff requests and their recommendations so that we can proceed with the rate study, with the rebuild, with the moving the money for the rec programs, et cetera. If you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them or call the respective department head if I'm not able to.
Okay, thank you. City Clerk, has anyone signed up to provide public comment, council discussion? First, sorry. Council discussion first. Anyone? Councilman Nicholson or Coleman?
I have no questions.
Okay, go ahead.
I have no questions.
Oh,
thank you.
You do, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you. About the rebuild. So the CMMP had a chance to look at it. It's the generator rebuild was $455,000. I think it looks like the bid here came back to, I'm scrolling, but 600 some odd thousand, but they're asking for $350,000 more. So why are we then asking for, you know, nearly 200,000 more than what the estimate or what the bid came in at?
We'll call Deputy Director Eric Hernandez to the podium.
The project also covers the amount for the overall engine overhauls and maintenance. So there's also additional repairs to do to the unit. We did have a cracked bellow that's going to be part of the replacement. Also some cooling pumps that are not included in that specific bid.
Okay, I was thinking we had already. Okay, so that has been recent since CMMP was passed at, so the engine, the generator rebuild that you have in the CMMP, the 455, that was for unit 10, correct?
Correct.
And only for 10. So this money that you need, so the proposal that you have here is, sorry, when you only have one screen, it's hard to find things. Was 600 and some odd thousand, right?
Correct.
Okay. So then the additional is not going to 10, it's going to other things?
No, it's all going to unit 10. So that proposal covers just the 24,000 hour overhaul on it, but there are additional items that have come up that are separate from that proposal for this part of the engine rebuild.
Okay. Okay. Is that not, so why wouldn't they put that in the proposal originally with all the extra? I'm confused.
It was added after the fact and after the actual memo and proposal were put together.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna pass this. It's just, it's a lot of money to be going where there's a, you know, huge discrepancy in what is being asked for and explained, you know, and then what has been granted in the past. So just, you know, obviously it needs to be done, and it would be great to have that stuff, you know, written out as explanation to show it a little bit clearer for us folks who, you know, are laymen and we don't really understand. So I would appreciate that.
Yep. And I can actually talk to a city manager and provide some extra details on it. I think we may be able to provide the additional details for what's needed as well.
Roger. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Questions from council on the ordinance 2025-01? Okay, hearing none, though. City clerk, has anyone signed up to provide public comment?
No, Mayor.
Restate the motion. Will the council adopt ordinance 2025-01? Request a roll call vote, please.
Councilman Tungle?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilman Coleman?
Yes.
Councilman Luby?
Yes.
Councilman Bell?
Yes.
Councilman Nicholson?
Yes.
Thank you. With this vote, the council has adopted ordinance 2025-01 on a roll call vote of 6 yeses and 0 noes. This time we'll take a 5-minute break. We'll call back to order 7:27 p.m. Next item. Next item F, may I have a motion to approve the travel for the mayor and up to 3 city and council members to meetings of the North Pacific Management Council and the Alaska Municipal League's Winter Legislative Conference and the Southwest Alaska Municipal Conference. Now, I have a motion.
I make a motion to approve the mayor and up to 3 council on the travel to FMMC meetings, AML Winter Legislative Conference, and Swansea Conference. There's no date in here, so date will be next meeting.
But, need a second, please.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. I'll turn this over to our city manager for further introduction. Oh, it's mandatory, but
all of these are conferences and venues that are regularly attended by not only several members of the council, but the city manager. I don't go to the North Fisheries Management Council meetings, but I do listen to when there may be something of importance because I plan to go to one of those. I think the mayor and I have discussed this one. It does not look like there's something on that agenda. However, the Swampsea, AML Winter Conference, all of those are regularly attended by this body.
Yeah, we do have, if we can get meeting dates sent out for council members, and maybe we can get volunteers to go with the mayor.
Oh. So,
who's that? Okay.
Mayor?
Who's that? Somebody. Go ahead. Who is this?
This is Sherry. I would like to attend the Swampsea meeting.
Okay, we'll put your name down.
Yep.
We'll get you the dates. March 6th and 7th.
Right. Thank you.
Alicia?
Yes, Mr. Kelty.
Yeah, I have the dates for the North Pacific Council if you want me to make a comment.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, the North Pacific Council, the SSC, starts on February 3rd to SSC starts Monday the 3rd of February and goes for 2 days. The AP starts on the 4th and goes to the 8th. And the North Pacific Council, the full body of the council, goes from February 6th to the 11th. I'm going to be there on the 3rd. I hope we can get the mayor and at least one council member to come to the North Pacific. This is a special meeting for the Chum bycatch issue. And also there's a Chinook salmon Cook Inlet issue. But the main issue at this meeting is the very contentious Chum salmon bycatch issue. There's five different alternatives. The document to read through is about 170 pages. In June in Kodiak, the council's prerogative was to support alternative 4, which is adding incentive plan amendments to the cooperatives of the various sectors and to work within a co-op on an individual vessel basis. Some of the other ones are more restrictive. Alternative 2 is a hard cap on chum bycatch. Alternative 3 is a chum limit. And then with abundance-based issues, depending on returns to various river systems in Northwest Alaska. So anyway, I will be putting a letter together for the mayor to look at and the city manager before this meeting. I assume after I get done finishing reading the new stuff in this document, I think alternative 4 is probably where we want to be. This is really critical. We had our pollock fishery shut down over chum bycatch in the BCs, and it would be devastating to Unalaska and to our support sector businesses, the processors and the harvesters. So it is an important meeting, and so keep that in the back of your mind. So thank you very much.
You went over 3 minutes, Frank. Thanks. Any further comments, questions?
February
3rd to the, well, to the 11th. Okay. I recommend that council members that are interested, please notify the city clerk. All right, next item, does anyone provide council discussion? Any council discussion? Anyone signed up to provide comment? Public comment? Anybody on Zoom or telephone?
No, Mayor.
I'll restate the motion to approve travel for mayor and up to 3 city council members to attend meetings of the North Pacific Management Council, the Alaska Municipal League, the Winter Legislative Session, and Southwest Alaska Municipal Conference. Request a roll call vote, please.
Councilman Nicholson?
Unmute.
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilman Luby?
Yes.
Councilman Coleman?
Yes.
Councilman Bell?
Yes.
Councilman Tungle?
Yes.
Thank you. On a roll call vote, and with this vote, the council has approved the travel for the mayor and 3 council members for the 3 meeting conferences. Council directives to the manager. If there are any directives, they need a motion and a second and a roll call vote. Do we have any directives? Okay, thank you. Community input and announcements. This is the final opportunity to provide information to the council or make announcements of interest to the community. Hearing none. Are there any comments submitted or anyone on Zoom wish to speak? Okay, thank you. Having completed all items on the agenda, we are adjourned at 7:35. Good night, Unalaska. We're adjourned.